The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها. As you have been previously with us, dear listeners, we were discussing the part where Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believer, states, وَحَبَسَنِي عَنْ نَفْعِي بُعْدُ أَمَلِي. O Allah, my high hopes have held me back from my gain. In the previous program, we said how important it is to have hopes and high hopes, and being hopeful is itself a blessing from God Almighty, and it is implanted in every human being. And if this great blessing did not exist, human beings wouldn't have been able to do anything. They wouldn't make any efforts. They wouldn't be interested in any kinds of activities in their daily lives. Sometimes we have positive and excellent hopes to be a true believer, to have complete servitude. But on the other hand, sometimes our hopes are limited to material issues. And these kinds of hopes make us forget Allah and the hereafter. They are the ones that deprive us from truly obeying Allah, from truly worshipping Almighty Allah. The traditions narrated from the Prophet's household, alayhimu salam, contain valuable facts in this regard. For example, in a tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Al-amalu kas-sarab." Unreal hope is like a mirage. Anyone who looks at it is deceived by it. يَغِرُّ مَنْ رَآهُ وَيُخْلِفُ مَنْ رَجَاهُ. And anyone who is hopeful of it would get hopeless at the end. Elsewhere, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, الْأَمَلُ خَادِعٌ غَارٌ ضَارٌ. Unreal hopes are deceiving and harmful for everyone. الأماني تعمي عيون البصائر. Unreal hopes blind everyone's perception and insight. In fact, these unreal hopes are like the sultan of Satans that govern the negligent hearts. Considering this fact is so important, that Prophet Moses, على نبينا وآله وعليه السلام, in his prayer, heard Allah saying, Ya Musa, لا تطول في الدنيا أملك فيقسو قلبك. O Moses, do not have high wishes in the world, since they make you hard-hearted. والقاسي القلب مني بعيد. And the hard-hearted is away from me. In fact, this tradition is referring us back to what we earlier said. If those human hopes exceed the designated required amount to such an extent that they remove our security and our calmness, It is the time that they are seen as barricades. They are seen as covers, not allowing us to realize the true meaning of servitude.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, God, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In the Arafah supplication, the Almighty Allah is called and is referred to saying, أعوذ بك من دنيا تمنع خير الآخرة. O Allah, I seek refuge to you from the world that hinders a better hereafter. ومن حياة تمنع خير الممات. I seek refuge to you from a life that prohibits the best death. ومن أمل يمنع خير العمل. I seek refuge to you from a wish that avoids doing the best deed. So this is how this phrase of Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part of the Kumayyah supplication somehow happens. وَحَبَسَنِي عَن نَفْعِي بُعْدُ أَمَلِي. O Allah, my high hopes have held me back from my gain. These high hopes, يَمْنَعْ خَيْرَ الْعَمَلِ, they are avoiding us doing the best deed. Elsewhere, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "Man ayqana annahu yufariqu al-ahbab," the one who is sure that he would get separated from his friends after death, وَيَسْكُنُ التُّرَابِ وَيُوَاجِهُ الْحِسَابِ, the one who is sure that he would be placed in the earth at the end, the one who is sure that he would be probed by Allah, وَيَسْتَغْنِي عَمَّا خَلَّفَ وَيَفْتَقِرُ إِلَى مَا قَدَّمْ, the one who is sure that he would get needless of what he has left in the world, and he would get in need of what he has sent before, كَانَ حَرِيًّا بِقِصْرِ الْأَمَلِ وَطُولِ الْعَمَلِ, this such a person is deserved to have limited wishes and high attempt. Brothers and sisters, we have got more to discuss regarding this part of the Kumayyah supplication in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be the most close to you.